Efforts in the community of Washington to rebuild. The program November 17th, Finding Strength After the Storm. Again tonight at 9 on WILL-TV. 18 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's Morning Edition on WILL.
By Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Japan's economy unexpectedly shrank in the third quarter as housing and business investment declined following a tax hike, dragging down the company into a recession. The world's third largest economy contracted at a 1.6% pace in the July-September quarter. Housing investment in Japan plunged 24% from the same quarter a year ago. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 111,095 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. Of that number, 50,641 tons were previously reported as sales to unknown destinations. Tyson Foods says that its sales grew 14% in the September quarter on higher prices in its beef and pork segments, along with increased volumes in its prepared foods category, thanks to its acquisition of Hillshire Brands. For the period ending in September, the company reported a profit of $137 million. Chicken segment sales rose slightly to $2.79 billion on a 2.3% increase in volume. Beef sales grew 18% with a 22% increase in prices, offsetting a 2.6% decline in volume. Pork sales grew 16% to $1.63 billion, and prepared food sales jumped 26% to $1.23 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,582, down 22 points. The NASDAQ, 4217, down 5. The S&P 500, 2035, it is down 3. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's forecast in the Midwest is not looking all that great for late season harvest progress. We do expect to see a storm system that's presently in the eastern Midwest to abate from the region as we go through the day today and overnight tonight. But there will be snow showers and snow flurries, even periods of generalized light snowfall occurring across the Great Lakes region as we go from Tuesday into Thursday, maybe even Friday morning across the Great Lakes region. That precipitation plus the snow that's on the ground right now and the cold temperatures will all work against getting much field work accomplished for these areas that are still left to be harvested. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures most days through at least Thursday of this week running primarily in the teens and 20s across the Midwest, and lows at night will likely fall in the single digits and teens in the Northwest and probably teens and 20s in the Southeast. This cold air mass is still very potent and very impressive. It has been for the past week, and it looks like it'll be cold enough to reach freezing temperatures all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast over the next couple of nights. I expect to see a little bit of damage done to some of the sugarcane crop in Louisiana, and we'll see temperatures come close to freezing in parts of northern sections of central Florida's citrus country. And it looks like the overall bottom line is that there won't be much damage in Florida's citrus country, but this cold is pretty impressive, and it will keep obviously drying crops. Across the Midwest to a minimum. Snow is going to stay on the ground. Over the weekend, we saw 1 to 3 and local 5-inch amounts of snow accumulate from Missouri into Ohio. There was also anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow fall across portions of South Dakota, northern Nebraska, and eastward into parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, with local totals getting upwards to 8 inches. That snow, on top of the snowstorm that occurred last week from South Dakota to Wisconsin, has the depths of snow very impressive right now across some areas in the western Corn Belt. Areas that I have not mentioned do not have much snow on the ground. That includes Illinois, parts of central Missouri, some areas in Kansas, and a few other locations scattered about, mostly in the northernmost parts of the western Corn Belt. As we go through the next few days, the weather will calm down, but because we do have the snow on the ground and the cold weather, there won't be much harvest progress in very many locations. As things start to change this weekend, they'll actually go from bad to worse first and then get better. We're expecting to see a warming trend occur across the Midwest as we go from Friday into the weekend, but a storm system is likely to evolve as the warmer air rushes into the cold air mass, and we'll likely see rain totals running 3 to 9 tenths of an inch from the Delta into the heart of the Midwest, and local totals getting upwards to 1.5 inches in some eastern Midwest locations. That rain, plus the melting snow and the warming temperatures, will all combine to prevent any kind of field work on into the early part of next week. We'll look for improving conditions after that, though. Temperatures in the middle to latter part of next week and on into the following weekend are likely to be warmer than usual for quite a few areas, and precipitation will be minimal, and that should help to firm up the soil eventually. So for the most part, the Midwest will see less than ideal conditions. And we expect in South America the weather to remain very good. Timely rains will occur across Brazil's crop country, and a fair amount of Argentina is likely to see some much-needed timely rainfall. The majority of the precipitation in Argentina may not be enough to substantially end the dryness concerns in some western areas, and a close monitoring of that is going to be warranted. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 597 3/4, down 7 3/4. March, 601 1/4, down 7. December soft wheat, 552, down 8 1/2. March, 553 1/2, down now 53 1/4, and it is down 9 1/2. December corn, 374 1/4, down 7 1/2, now 7 1/4. March, 387, down 7 1/4. May, 395 1/2, down 7 1/4. July, 402 3/4, and it is down 7. January soybeans, 10.16 1/4, down 6 1/4, now 6 1/2. March, 10.23 1/2, down 6 3/4. May, 10.30, down 5 3/4, make that 6 3/4, now down 7. July at 10.34 3/4 is down 7 1/2. December soybean meal, 375.10, down 4.80. December soybean oil, 32.07, down 13 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, on what is a quiet, quiet Monday.
Yeah, very quiet here. Not really much news to speak of. Of course, didn't close too well there on Friday. Did try to bounce a little bit in the overnight session, but that quickly disappeared, and now we see the market continue to try to fade here as the 8:30 session opened back up here this morning. So just not a lot of news, and that does not encourage the fund buying that we've seen in recent sessions to kind of support this market. So you kind of take that away, and we have days like today where the market kind of tries to drift lower here, Dave.
Well, what potential news might be on the horizon? You got to feed the bull, right? So what potential news might be on the horizon that would encourage non-commercials to take another swing at it?
Well, it's going to be slow, right? We will have NOPA crush out here at 11 o'clock this morning, but those demand stories are typically hard to continue to get the market to to go higher. Those are typically slow and drawn out. Did sell a couple cargoes again of beans to China here this morning. So stories like that help. But without that big impetus here, now that the crop production numbers are somewhat settled until the January report, it's going to be some slow days news-wise. And like Drew mentioned, the South American weather looks pretty decent. So, you know, we kind of take those storylines out, and it's going to be hard-pressed to really find a lot of exciting news here. It's going to be some pretty quiet days ahead, I fear.
And producers have enough storage to hold what has been the projected carryover and then some on farm, and they're probably not going to be in too big of a hurry to sell any of it.
No, I think that's going to be pretty quiet, too. And, you know, it offered a little support here recently to the market, the fact that producer hadn't been selling much. And, you know, we've seen a little support to basis and spreads due to the fact that there's not a lot moving. So that could end up being a storyline here as we move through the winter a little bit. But even those newsworthy items are kind of slow to get the market to move. We've got the dollar higher here once again this morning. So that does little for the bulls, too. So pretty quiet day. Looks like kind of drift lower here as the day goes on, Dave.
Try to stay awake today, Aaron.
I'll do my best.
Aaron Kurt is of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Hard red winter December wheat trading 598 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. December soft is 552 and a quarter, down 8 1/4. December corn is 374 and a quarter, down 7 1/2. March, 386 and 3/4, down 7 1/2. July, 402 and a half, down 7 1/4. January beans, 1016 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. July, 1035, down 7 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.